Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Big Blue Unfiltered Podcast, talking New York Giants football and the NFL. Here now is Ian Campbell, Ryan Gallagher Jr., and Greg Rommel.
All right, we are back.
We are back. Just the two of us, though.
Just the two of us. Quick ep tonight. We are missing Brian and Ian. They have some prior obligations, so you just get Connor and I. Connor, how you doing?
Doing all right. A little tired, but yeah, not too bad. How are you?
I'm doing well. This just keep in mind, this may be our quickest episode ever. This may be like a 10 to 15 minute episode. Because to be honest with you, there's not a whole lot to talk about. We do have the Stephon Diggs trade, which
that is kind of shocking to me. I really wasn't. I saw all the tweets online about Diggs and all this like cryptic stuff, but I never really thought anything was going to come to fruition, to be honest. But I also never thought the Texans were going to be a suitor because they have Tank Dell and Nico Collins. I thought that was a solid core to begin with, but yeah, that was pretty surprising. I wasn't expecting to see that.
Yeah, I was just saying, I think it's kind of an interesting move with Diggs and the Texans, but hey, it may work. They're going all in. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. So, I mean, why not? If it's a win-win. So
yeah, and I don't know if I heard you before, but did you see that like they're carrying like $31 million in dead cap?
I saw that. That's kind of wild. Like
they basically gave him up for nothing, which is shocking.
I know. It's kind of weird. He must have really been an issue, or just flat out just wanted to leave. I don't know. So
yeah, I really didn't understand that. But speaking of wide receivers, I think the Giants may be trending towards that in the draft.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that's almost like a lock. Personally, I think it's probably our biggest need. So, I mean, I'm all in on that. I think there's three guys, obviously, in MHJ and Neighbors and Adunze that someone will be there. One of those three are going to be there, probably guaranteed. So.
Yeah, I still think Marvin Harrison goes first off the board. So I don't think that's really a possibility. It's kind of crazy though, because like during this whole like off season draft process, like everything like that, he's never really been mentioned. It's really been Neighbors and Odunze. I don't really know how to pronounce his name.
Odunze? Odunze, I think.
Yeah. But I find that shocking because he's still obviously the clear wide receiver one, I think. But
yeah,
I don't know. I feel like that's a little weird. Like, no, I don't think he's had any like workouts or anything like that.
No, he's done nothing pretty much. I don't think he did anything at the combine. I don't think he did anything at the pro day. Neighbors was the only guy, I think. And yeah. I don't know. Did MHJ do anything?
I don't think so. I don't think he didn't go to the combine yet. He didn't do any of that, which is kind of shocking to me.
Yeah, it's a little weird. It's a little abnormal.
I feel like at least if you're a top prospect, you do something. You do like the pro day. I mean, I get why you wouldn't do the combine, but I feel like you do the pro day.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you should. I mean, it logic says go do the pro day. I mean, probably won't hurt you. I don't think it really can hurt you. Just your stock goes up. Look at these quarterbacks. Like, look at Penix. He had a great pro day, and they're talking about him, like, now possibly being, like, one of the top QBs off the board. So,
yeah, I saw he might go, like, early second. Like, I saw, like, late first in a mock, which was kind of shocking because I don't know who would come into the draft for that or come up in the first for that.
But maybe the Giants. Who knows?
Yeah, that would be. See, I don't know. I don't know. I keep seeing like they had dinner with him. They're having a private workout with him. I really don't know. I really don't see him being a Giant.
Yeah, well,
it's just
weird.
You got to
think,
know.
Dude. The Giants get 30 top. They get 30 visits for people. So any position that they're somewhat unsure about, they're going to be looking. So that's probably why they're looking at Drake May. I think they met with Daniels. I think they obviously met with McCarthy a couple of times, now Penix. So they're going to do their due diligence. I really do think, and I think we think the same way, the Giants either are taking a wide receiver or they're moving back, one or the other.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. I think, do you think they try to get a pick for next year or try to get something all in this draft?
I think they try to get at least back into the second round with another pick.
Yeah, and basically kind of get that Seattle pick that back in a way.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder who, do you think they'd still go? I don't know who they'd go at that point then.
I don't know.
Do you think they kind of just go best player available at that point?
I think the Giants are in position to do that. Like, I think they have to do that. I think first pick you go best position available, which happens to be your need, which is wide receiver. So that works out. And then I think, I mean, Giants need a corner. They could use, I mean, I wouldn't say no to another offensive lineman, depending on who it is. I mean, what else are we thinking here?
I don't think they go defense. I think tight end wouldn't be a bad idea if Waller goes. I feel like he's got to decide soon. I think we were talking about this last episode too.
They almost got to decide before the draft. They have to put the clock on him, I think.
Yeah.
Dude, make a decision by draft day so we can either know what we're doing or honestly, I could see Waller getting flipped on draft day, to be honest with you.
That would be interesting for like probably I think you'd get like a fifth out of him maybe.
Yeah, you get a fifth and you shed the money. I think that's worth it. I mean, you basically traded him for nothing.
Yeah, that too. I don't know where he would. Who do you think he'd go to though, if that was an actual possibility?
I'm trying to think of a team. Maybe like.
Do you think a contender would take him?
I could see, maybe a like.
Maybe the Chargers, maybe Rams,
yeah. Even like a team like Denver, maybe. They might be money strapped.
Yeah, they're screwed with Russ, I think.
What about like the Buccaneers, like another NFC team?
That'd be solid. Yeah, that would be bad. I think they could fit well on that team.
That makes sense. Maybe like the Saints or someone like that too. Some
Saints, yeah.
Team maybe. I don't know. Who knows?
The Packers at a tight end.
I'm trying to think.
If the Giants were to take a lineman, do you think? I mean, I think you'd have to take a tackle, right?
I mean, if the Giants trade back from six, I think you highly look into a tackle. I think the problem you get into is like all the top tackles, I believe, are left tackles. So you're kind of running the risk of doing the same thing that you did before with Neil, who, knock on wood, hopefully improves with better coaching and just maybe being healthy and realizing that he's one bad season from possibly never playing in the NFL again. So, I mean, he would get picked up somewhere else, but
yeah, it'd be just like having Eric Flowers all over again.
Eric Flowers at one point got like a 3-year, $30 million deal. So
wasn't that with Washington or something?
Yeah. Yeah. Bizarre.
Not even surprising. Yeah.
He had like a good season, I think, with them. Or he was somewhere else. I forget where else he was. But he did have a good year at like left guard.
Yeah, that doesn't really. Yeah, I could see that. I think he might have been in Miami too. I want to say.
Yes, you're right. That's what it was. Yeah,
I think it was Miami, which is, I mean, makes sense.
Kind of bizarre.
They didn't really have any good linemen.
But yeah, I think the only defensive need I think would be cornerback. I like that kid Arnold from Alabama. I got to do a little bit of scouting, but. I saw him play like a bunch in the college season and he's covering, I mean, great wide receivers and neighbors, all those SEC guys. So, you know, I think
Do you think they could draft a safety to replace McKinney, or do you think they ride with the two guys they have right, younger guys they have right now? I think it's
I think they ride with Pinnock and what's his name?
Is it Belton?
Yeah, Belton. I think they arrived at that. I think they loved Pinnock.
Yeah, he wasn't too bad just for most of the season, I feel like.
He's only 24.
Yeah, like he's young. So I wouldn't be opposed to it if you know he can have a high ceiling.
He's young. He's young and also probably cheap, to be honest with you. I don't know what his contract is. I could look it up real quick, but
yeah, if they think he can put up the same kind of production as McKinney for probably more than half the price.
He's on a four-year $3 million deal.
Holy shit. Oh my god.
He's a free agent after this season.
Okay. Oh my god.
So that 4-year deal was with the Jets. So he's making Yeah, his base this year is like $3 million. That's it.
Oh jeez.
And McKinney got what? He's getting $16 million a year. So
yeah, I'm shocked. Yeah. I saw that contract too. I think we mentioned it too in another episode, but he has like an opt-out after his first year, right?
I saw that. Yeah. I don't know if I'm looking at that incorrectly but I very well could be looking at that incorrectly, but I'm pretty sure that's what it said.
Yeah, I find that nuts. I don't understand how you would take that contract.
Well, it looked like, hold on, let me look it up.
Because I know he's supposed to get, like, I was looking at his later years too, and he's definitely going to be like a cap casualty at some point. Because he's getting paid a lot, like his last 2 years of the deal.
So he gets, so what does he get? Yeah, his base salary in like 2027 is $16 million. So he's gonna get cut. He'll get cut.
I think if you there's like something in there, like they save a shit ton of money if they cut him then too. I think they save like way more than
anyone else would. Potential out 2025, 1 year $25 million, $17 million on the dead cap. That's so weird.
That's crazy.
It's got to be something with this physical. It has to be.
Yeah. And I heard that was like a really bad accident. Like his hand was messed up from that.
I bet you it is his hand. I mean, he seemed fine this year, but I bet you it is his hand. That's kind of crazy. Yeah.
Or it could be something that like was never really talked about. I mean, he did play all the games, so I don't think it could be like anything else that's like injured. It could just be his hand.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? But yeah, they basically got him all his money is in the signing bonus this year. $23 million signing bonus. Average salary throughout the years is $16 million, almost $17. So, yeah, he got $23 million at signing. So
that's insane. And that's, I don't think he's got to be the high – like, I think he's – is that the highest paid safety? Because I think Adams – but
I think what's his name is the highest paid. Let me see. Highest paid safeties.
Because I think he's got to be up there in like total numbers or whatever you want to call it.
Derwin James got like $76 million. So he's right there. I mean, McKinney's right there. He got 67. So.
Wow. I think they were around the same age too when they got their contract. But Derwin James, like, he was injury prone his first couple of years, I'm pretty sure. So I'm surprised he got all that money.
It's Derwin James basically gets $19 million a year. Minkah Fitzpatrick right behind him, $18 million. Antoine Winfield Jr. is on a 1 year deal worth $17 million.
Oh, that I think he just signed that this year.
Yeah. It's probably the franchise tag.
Yeah, that's also crazy that $17 million is that high for safeties.
You think about it. The Packers basically overpaid the franchise tag by almost $6 million by basically giving McKinney a $23 million bonus, which is crazy.
Yeah, I totally get why the Giants wouldn't want to match that offer.
Yeah, because I get it.
And I don't really understand, like, I don't know. Like, you could see, like, I don't think they would have had the cap space anyway, but I feel like he would have been cut if he, like, got hurt or anything after that first year. Like, I, you know, God forbid he does, but I feel like he's running that risk, too, of not having, like, stability.
Yeah, I think, I mean, let's put it this way. If he was like, hey, I'll come back for $14 million, he would be a Giant. Like, 100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think so, too.
I mean, it's just bananas, the numbers. Ooh, but I'm looking at this a little closer. So McKinney is only guaranteed that $23 million that he signed for at signing. That's it.
Oh, so what he makes during the season is not even guaranteed at all. It's all just incentive-based.
It's all just incentives. So his first year is solely on the signing bonus, and that's all he's fully guaranteed. While, like, Derwin James, $38 million guaranteed. Minkah Fitzpatrick, $36 million guaranteed. Jesse Bates, $36 million. Yeah, so that's really it. So that's interesting.
I guess that's kind of good for both sides, because I'm sure McKinney wants guaranteed money, so you get that for the year, and it's way more than what the franchise tag would be. So I guess that's a pro for him. And then for the other side, the team, they could just cut him next year if he sucks or if he gets hurt.
Yeah, if they're just like, screw it, we need to go extend Jordan Love to a huge deal, they could just be like, all right, McKinney, see ya.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically, yeah. But he could be right back on the Giants.
That would be crazy. And honestly, I wouldn't even rule that out for Matt.
I wouldn't rule that out either. I mean, I think he wanted to stay, but the Giants were like, dude, we can't compete with $23 million guaranteed. Like,
yeah, I don't even know. I don't know how the cap works with signing bonuses and stuff, but I don't think the Giants were going to do that. There was no shot.
No way. No way. I don't think so. But it's pretty wild. But yeah, going back to Stefon Diggs before we wrap up the ep here, what was Ian's tweet about Stefon Diggs?
Oh, well, he sent a tweet in the chat. Well, it was about that what the Bills were doing. Like, they were basically trading him away and just
eating the money. $1 million. Yeah, that's right.
Did you also see, actually, this was like pretty recent. This was like a few hours ago. The Texans like changed his contract, and they like took off the last 3 years of his deal, so he's going to be a free agent after this season.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so they like gave him more money this season and just like took out his last 3 seasons or his whatever it is, the next 3 years he has in his contract, and he's just going to be wherever next year.
Oh, so I thought he was going to be a free agent to begin with right after the season, so they changed it. Oh, so they're basically 1 year deal on it.
Yeah. Which is weird. I mean, that's kind of crazy. I thought they would just keep him in for the long run.
Do
but
that. Yeah.
He is 30 though. So I kind of get it.
Yeah, he's been in the league a long time. So
I don't know where he would go. I mean, obviously the season's very far away, but I don't know where he would go after that. Maybe the Giants. That'd be kind of interesting.
Honestly, you know what the Texans are probably doing? They're probably like, hey, we could be very good. We also could take a massive step back, and we could just trade him at the deadline. Like,
yeah, that too. They always have that to fall back on. That was,
yeah,
that's actually,
you could just be like, screw it. Like, if we're 0-7, like, which they're not gonna be, but I mean,
yeah, no chance.
Stroud most likely takes a little bit of a step back, so we'll see. But yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, what, like, before we wrap up, I hope really, like, wouldn't be surprised if he starts complaining about not getting the ball when Stroud starts passing the ball around, because he spread the offense a lot. I feel like he passed through.
Heck yeah.
Tank, Nico, Dalton Schultz. Like, I don't think Diggs is, I hope Diggs really isn't expecting like a full, like 17, 15 targets a game, something crazy like that.
Diggs has to start to accept that he's no longer like a 1400 yard receiver anymore.
Yeah.
And he's going to get 95 targets. He's going to be like 70 targets and like maybe 1,000 yards if he's lucky.
Exactly. Like maybe, yeah, maybe you could be successful with it. You could be the leading receiver on the Texans, but
yeah,
I don't think it's going to be something like 1,500 yards, 10 touchdowns, like his first few years with
like
the Bills.
Like 125 targets. Like, yeah. Like,
because then you're kind of just hurting the development of the other wide receivers, I feel like.
Right, right. He's got to be like a true vet.
Yeah, and he is 30, so I don't know if he, you know, he might not be faster as he used to be. I don't know. Could be a different.
I will say, though, I don't think he's ever really been hurt, right? I don't think he
I don't think he's ever really had like a, you know, big, you know, season-long injury or anything like that.
No, I don't think so either, which is.
Which is, I mean, good for him. That's awesome. Like you're in like the point something 1% or whatever you want to call that.
I know.
Which is,
I forgot he went to Maryland. It's kind of random.
Yeah, he went to Maryland. Him in Minnesota felt like it was so long ago too.
He was there for like 5 years too, which is kind of bizarre. Yeah,
and I'll say I'll be hand up. Like when he got traded to Buffalo, I didn't think like. It was something like A.J. Brown getting traded to the Eagles or something. No, I didn't think he was like a standout wide receiver one.
Yeah, I mean, he's had his best years. I mean, his first year in Buffalo, he was a savage. Dude, he had 127 receptions, 1,500 yards.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Dude, even this year, he had 107 receptions. Like,
yeah, like, what are you complaining about then? Like, why do you try to... Why'd you force yourself out then? I don't get that.
He had 8 touchdowns, too. He had, like, a great year.
It's a great year. That's, yeah, like, dude, an elite year.
He's had 6 straight years of 1,000-yard seasons and at least 6 touchdowns, which is bananas. So
I know this is kind of far down the road, and we're kind of, like, getting – talking about Diggs a lot, but do you think he could be a Hall of Famer if he were like has like another good season or two?
I think if he has like another 2 or 3 years where he's really solid, I mean, he's right there. I mean, I feel like wide receivers are kind of, I don't know how they like judge a wide receiver, but I mean, at some point, definitely. He would get
I mean, I feel like he's had a long career. I don't know. Like 30, he's had a lot of those 100 reception seasons.
Yeah,
but then the thing is too, like,
yeah,
4 more years of healthy, 4 more years. I think so too.
Yeah.
Also, I think Mike Evans is going to be a Hall of Famer.
Oh, Mike Evans is a lock.
I think he's got to be a lock. Yeah, just speaking. Sad. Every wide receiver in the NFL right now, I think Mike Evans is the first guy you got to say he's a lock.
Yeah, he's an absolute savage. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'll be curious to see how that works out. But, yeah, upcoming episodes, I think Monday, I think the 3 of you guys are going to go through some draft picks, kind of a player profile.
Player profile, a little like mock
scouting.
Scouting. We're just going to talk about the draft, what the Giants might do. I don't know. It'll be interesting. It'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm sending my my scouting over to Ian so you guys can kind of dissect my picks and what I think. But yeah, it'll be good. We're going to get some more content out, obviously, next week and the weeks following up to the draft. I think we're obviously less than a month away from the draft here.
So, it's coming. It's shocking.
Things are going to be heating up. But I think that's an ep. I know Brian said he was just jumping on, but we're jumping off. So we'll catch him next time. But thanks for listening. And take it easy.
Yeah, have a good one. Take it easy.